Tutsi. Tutsi? How about you go, Rabbi?
That's it, man. The sugya we are going to discuss this morning, Be'ezer Hashem. Somebody has a Sheva Brochas in his house, and he has his father at the Suda, and he has a Kohen at the Suda. And Halacha is that the Baal HaBayit is giving the Kovet to give the Zimen. And Halacha is that when your father is at the Suda, you have to give him all the kibbutzim, but here you have a coin. So on one hand, everybody is committed to give kovet to the coin. On the other hand, you have your father. So who is going to get the zimun? Who is first, your father or the coin? So the first thing I want to bring, that Magen Avraham and Sefer Ben Ish Chai, they all saying, they have the question, why we don't do all the mitzvahs that we have to do for Kohanim? We have to give so much respect to Kohanim, and we really don't do the entire thing. We give them the Aliyah, we give them other things, Zimun, we give them other things, but really we don't do all the things we have to go to do for Kohanim. So Magen Avraham and Ben Ishai hold, and the big sources, it's in the Biur Halacha also, that really we are not sure about the Kohanim today, who is a Kohen, who is not a Kohen. And it's going traditionally from father to son, but during the entire Golus, things change, and you can just feel it, because naturally we should have much more Levim than Kohanim, because Shevet Levi is big, and part of Shevet Levi are Kohanim. You come to Shul, you will see few Kohanim, but you will look with a candle to look for a Levi. By Ashkenazim you see more Levim, by Sfarim it's very difficult, like it's diamonds. You can't. Why? Because Kohen has some things to do. So the father told the son, be careful, you are a Kohen. Don't go to the cemetery, you have Birkas Kohanim, but Pidyon HaBen maybe, sometimes. But Levi really, it's only washing the hands of the Kohanim outside. So really there was no strong reason for Leviim to continue the tradition, so we lost them. But Kohanim, it's more. But still, they say they hold that really the Kohanim today, we trusting the Chazoke, we do bracha, which is like Birkat Kohanim, Asher Kitshanu B'Mitzvotav, and usually like we are very careful not to make bracha on a sofek. So Ben Ish Chai says, there is a reason for that, he says, because the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim is so important, so Chachom made takone, that in order that we should keep the mitzvah running on, they made a takone that whoever is muhzak to be a Kohen, he can make Birkas Kohanim. But really, if he would go down to the point, without this special takone, the Kohanim would not be allowed even to make Birkas Kohanim.
An av can be merchon on his covered, but I don't think a Kohen can.
Okay, very good. So here is that's one point. So the father is Chazoke, the father is a father. We are sure the father is a father. Kohen, I'm not sure is a Kohen. So Birkas Kohanim, you have Takone, but maybe the Zimun I would give to the father, who is sure my father, and not to the Kohen, that for that part of the issue, he is not 100% Kohen. Birkas Kohanim, yes, Pidyon HaBen, yes, but as far as being before my father, is not. That's one part. Other point that we want to discuss, the reason we have to give COVID to Kohanim, it's posuk. Vekidashto, ki et lechem elokecha hu makriv. You should give kedusha or special attitude to a Kohen, because he is the one who is coming and doing the korbanot for you.
Machloket Rishonim, if this Bekidashto, that's the source for the Kovet for Kohanim, is it a smachta, which means it's only the Rabbonon, but Rabbonon wanted to establish it on a posuk, Bekidashto, or it's really the Oraisa. So it's Machloket Rishonim, Rivash hold, and Toys for some place hold, that it's only the Rabbonon, Bekidashto is the Rabbonon. Kibud Avraham is the Oraisa for sure. So here I'm sitting at the Zimon, I have at the table, I have my father, the mitzvah to give him kovet is the Oraisa, I have a Kohen, so if he is Kohen, the mitzvah is only the Rabbonon, according to Rambam it's the Oraisa, but according to many Rishonim it's the Rabbonon, so I'll put my father first. By the way, Yerushalmi brings Machloket Amoraim if Bekidashto is the Rabbonon or the Oraita. The Machloket Rishonim actually is brought down in Yerushalmi as Machloket Amoraim. Aliyah, we give the Kohen, we give first. What happens? Some people, you know, they open a shul in the basement, they open a shul, private shul, and or they sell the Aliyahs. So selling Zalias, so maybe I can buy Aliyah for my father who is not a Kohen. So Maharam Sheikh says no. Even though you are balabait of the shul, everybody is like your guest now, you did not makdish it, it's your minion. But it's at a kone, the Rabbonon, that people should not fight over who is first. So takana de rabbonon to make the Kohen go first. So even though you are balabait, or they selling the aliyahs and you come with a fortune of money and you want to buy an aliyah for your father, you can. Takana de rabbonon, Kohen is first, no matter what. But maybe for Zimon, it's different. He says, for Zimon, maybe it's different. Now we want to say this for you. Let's say, assume, Kibbut Kohen is the Oraisa, Kohen is Vadai Kohen, and my father, who is first? Before we discuss, maybe it's only the Rabbonon, maybe it's not the real Kohen. Now we're saying, it's a real Kohen, and it's the Oraisa to give him the Kohen. But still, we have a Svore that the father is before the Kohen. When you look at the context of the mitzvah of Kibbut Kohanim, is always, you will see, is to give him priority. He is first. It's giving me priority. Let's say a Kohen, you sit here and a Kohen say, you know, I'm a Kohen, please make me a cup of coffee. So you can say, I'm very sorry, I'm very busy now. Chesed, yes, if I have time, just like a simple man, not as a Kohen. If I have time, I'll do it for you. If not, as a Kohen, I'm not committed to making a cup of coffee. Where is Kamel Kohen? Sitting there is a cake, and people are standing for Kiddush. Who is first? Kohen is first. Priority to be the first. But it's not kavod be'etzem. In other words, it's not that I have to do something for him, I have to give him priority. So, okay, priority, Zimon is priority. But the mitzvah of Kibbud Av is not priority. It's Kibbud Be'etzem. You have to do whatever your father wants. As far as not costing you money, it is to be on his money. But you have to do whatever he wants. He wants a coffee, you have to stop everything and do the coffee. He wants to talk to you, you have to come and talk to him. He wants you to pick him up. Whatever it is, you have to do it. On his cheshbon, on his money, you have to do everything. Not only that, but you have to be afraid of your father. Ish imo ve'aviv tirahu. So the kibud of Av, the quality of the mitzvah of the covet, the quality of the covet that the mitzvah demands, it's much harder and it's completely different direction. It's completely different thing. So if you have a matter of to give your father covet be'etzem, or just to give priority to the Kohen, your father is first because it's a completely different dimension. So you give your father, and if you don't give your father, you have another problem of ishimo v'aviv tirahu, like your father might feel not so great that he's not going to get the zimun. So again, it's a svore, a strong svore, that we have to say that the father is first before the kohen. But we have another major issue here. Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph. Gemara says, father and mother are sitting here. Father wants a cup of coffee, and mother wants a cup of coffee. Both of them together, please make me coffee. Who is first? Father is first. Even though that the covet of the father and the covet of the mother is equal, and the Torah said, "Kabed et avicha ve et imecha." So first the father, then the mother. Ish imo v'aviv tirahu. First the mother, second the mother, the father. The Gemara says why? To make them equal. You can't say, you know, my mother is more important, my father is more important. There is no such a thing. They are equal. But still, when the father wants a cup of coffee and the mother wants a coffee, you make the father first. Lama? Why? She'ata ve'imcha chayvim bekvodi. Because at this point, since she is obligated to the father, so she has to respect him also. So you and your mother owe the covenant to the father. That's why you give the father first a cup of coffee before the mother. Where it comes to a test, if Chas v'Sholem father and mother are divorced, then she doesn't have to give him the COVID. And she wants a cup of coffee, and he wants a cup of coffee, and you don't know what to do, who is first. They come together, make me a coffee. Who is first? I don't know, because she doesn't have to respect you, so why should you be first? Maybe she would be first.
If it's a stepfather,
that's why it's not good to get divorced. What?
If it's a stepfather, a mother and a stepfather.
Mother is first. You don't. You. We'll talk about it, but mother is first. But we'll go to it maybe. No, I'm talking when you can't. If you can put on one tray both of them and don't spill it on the way, it's fine. Yes. So we said, now we should remember the sentence. You and your mother owe the covet to the father. So could we say the same here? You and your father owe the covet to the Kohen. Vekidashto, you have to give covet to the Kohen, and your father has to give covet to the Kohen. Now both of them come, please make me cup of coffee is no problem, we said, because you don't have to make the coffee to the Kohen. But both of them want the Zimun. COVID, priority. So you might say to Mar, your father, you also owe the COVID to the Kohen. So it's you and your mother owe the COVID. We'll give the COVID to the one we both owe him. What? It's my father. No, but also you should say it's my mother's problem. The Gemara says when she owes covet to the father and you owe covet to the father, so he is first because she is committed to him also. So here, you have a Kohen that I owe him and my father owe him. So according to the Aloche, I have to give the Kohen first because my father also owes the Kohen.
When you owe your father, you're having like the same dinion as owing your father and mother. Because when you put your father there, the coin is coming to the chayv. It's not the same dinion.
Again.
When you have your father and mother, it's not the same as your father and coin.
Say why. Because you are right, but say why.
Because you've got your father and you've got coin. You haven't got anything to do with the coin. When you've got father and mother, then they've got out.
No, you already give me the psak that I don't owe the coin when I have a father. Who told you that? That's the whole argument here.
Once you've got covered your father, priority is finished.
No, so you give the psak, that's it. That's my topic. Do you have to give the cover to your father and finish or not? So we're trying to prove it. So you take the conclusion and you put it like in the question and say there is no question. That's what we are discussing now.
Yeah.
That's the issue. That's the issue. You, how do you know? The, who, I didn't say it. No. 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 We, Wait. No, I put svori. Now I'm just discussing in a different dimension. I'm talking about completely different dimension. If it's variority, according to that, it's finished. We're discussing now a second point of view. You're right. If it's priority, so we gave a svori that the father is first and finished. Now we're discussing, right, that's end of it. We're discussing now to prove our question from another dimension. From a dimension not using the svori of priority, but using a different svores. Right. Okay? No, you are right. I said svori that cuts everything off. I should next time put it in the end. You're right. But now we're discussing whether the svore of you and your mother owe the father, forcing us to think that you and your father owe the coin.
I think there's a covet on an individual to look after his father. There's a responsibility on an individual, halacha, to look after his father. There's a responsibility to look after his mother. In that Indian, when the responsibility is on the individual, you have to weigh up, how do I deal with it? But here we're going to another stage.
Wait. Yeah, just for it in the Zachronim, I want to make it a little clearer. Okay. So would we say that just like your mother owes a kovet to the father, your father owes a kovet to the Kohen, that's why we give priority to the Kohen before the father. That's the issue. That's the question now. You know, the Rama is a Shvuker, brother-in-law. He wrote a sefer, Shut She'erit Yosef. And he discusses a different question. You sit here in the Beis Medrash, you have your rabbi, and you have a visitor, the rabbi of the rabbi. The rabbi of the rabbi is Talmid Chochem, but he's not your rabbi. And your rabbi is your rabbi. So, who is first? So, She'erit Yosef says, the rabbi of the rabbi is first. She'ata v'imcha chevim b'chvodo. He said, just like the mother, your rabbi owes the kovet to his rabbi, you owe the kovet to your rabbi, both of you owe the kovet to the great rabbi. That's She'erit Yosef says.
That was example.
Any place. This was example. They come to shul, but who is getting the mechubet ekaliyeh? That's only example. We can go to any example we want. So that's what he says. She'erit Yosef. That's what he says. Sefer Tshuva Me'ava. He brings She'erit Yosef. And yes, I have a question from a posuk. Posuk meforash against She'erit Yosef. When Yaakov Avinu says, Elokei Avi Yitzchak, Velokei Avi Avraham. So Yaakov is talking to the children, and he says, first he's mentioning his father, and then he's mentioning Avraham Avinu, the grandfather. So you see, Yitzchak Avinu owes the kovet to Avraham. Yaakov owes to Yitzchak. So both of them owe to Avraham. He should say, Elokei Avi Avraham, Elokei Avi Yitzchak. And he says, Elokei Avi Yitzchak, Elokei Avi Avraham. Right. I have an answer for it, but it's... Over there, it's a praying. In the praying, it's different. That's. Okay, so tell it to the mother. Okay. So here, so Tshuva Me'ava,
he says it's not true. Even you owe the kovet to the father, and father is first, grandfather is second. That's what he says. Rabbi Kibeger brings Sherit Yosef. And he brings a question. He brings that the father should give the that Sherit Yosef says we give the kovet to the rabbi of the rabbi. And Tshuva Me'Ava says, as a kashya, he said, we give the kovet to the rabbi before the great rabbi. So Rabbi Kibeger says, the proof from the posuk is not right. And it's very simple. When Yaakov Avinu said, Elokei Avi Yitzchak, and then it said, Elokei Avi Avraham, Yitzchak was dead. If Yitzchak is dead, he has no mitzvah of kibud av. So now Yaakov Avinu stands, and here Yitzchak has no mitzvah of kibud his father. So Yitzchak has to give the kovet to his father. The only reason we thought Yitzchak would give the kovet to Avraham, Yaakov would give the kovet to Avraham, because it's like channeling. Yitzchak owes the kovet to Avraham. I owe the kovet to Yitzchak. I'll give it straight to Avraham. But if Yitzchak doesn't owe the kovet to Avraham because he's dead, the chain, it's like a chain. You cut the middle, so you stay with what you have, not you don't go up the chain. So that's why Yaakov Avinu said, Elokei Avi Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was dead. And when a father is dead, you still owe his kovet. But it stops the obligation to give the kovet to the grandfather. Same thing with the rabbi. If the rabbi is alive, he has to give the kovet to his rabbi. And so Rabbi Kibeger holds, you have to give the kovet to the rabbi has to give to the great rabbi, so you have to give first the great rabbi. Same thing here. You give first and chief, you have your father that owes kovet to the Kohen, you owe the father, you pay Shibud and Reb Noson. You pay it straight to the Kohen. That's Rabbi Kibeger. But now we want to change it. I want to say is that even Rabbi Kibeger would admit that the Kohen has to go to the father and not to the Kohen. And it's not my svori. Svori is a Pitzchet Tshuva on this part. He brings Sefer Nachalat Tzvi. What Nachalat Tzvi says? Says, what the Gemara says? You and your mother owes the kovet to the father. So he said like this. I'm standing here. I have a father, I have a mother. I owe equally to both of them. I don't know what to do. Who is first? The Torah said they are equal. Who is first? So I have a kind of help, a system to help you. Look, your mother owes something to the father, so you give it to the father. So both of you owe the father, so the father is first. But when I have the rabbi and the rabbi of the rabbi, or I have my father and we'll start slowly. I have the rabbi and the rabbi of the rabbi. I don't owe anything to the rabbi of the rabbi. He is not equal to the rabbi for me. For me, he is not an issue at all. I have only the rabbi here. So I have to give the kovet to him. I owe the kovet to the rabbi. I give it to the rabbi. That's it. What can I do? I owe the rabbi. When I have the mother and the father, I don't know what to do. They are both equal. I have no solution what to do. So Chazal says, the solution is, look, she owes him also, so you give him. But here I don't have a question. I don't have any question. I have the rabbi and the rabbi of the rabbi. I owe the rabbi. I don't owe the rabbi of the rabbi. So of course I'm not going to give the rabbi of the rabbi anything. I don't owe him anything. You can discuss that maybe he should transfer it. That's another discussion. But I personally don't have to give him anything. That's what says Nachlas Tzvi. And it's such a clear story. When you come, what?
Are you going to do a lot of
gambling the rock from his property.
What?
You by giving your rock.
Yes.
Your rock to gambling the rock from his rent.
Okay, that's what we said. Then we discuss if the rabbi has to transfer the kovet to the rabbi of the rabbis. That's another issue. We'll see if he can or not. But firstly, I want to say, from my point of view, I don't have anything to do with the rabbi of the rabbi. I owe the rabbi because he's my rabbi.
By you doing that, I'm giving your rov. Well, he'd be upset that you've not given his rov.
That's midas. We're talking halachically. You talk midas. You're a nice person. You talk midas. That's not halacha. Midas is halacha, but in this case, that's not a discussion. Okay. Again. So. In our case, if we decide from the reason of quality, like this gentleman mentioned, that I have to give the kovet to my father, the zimun to my father, what the question is now? My father owes the kohen. It's true my father owes the kohen, but I don't owe the kohen anything. I don't owe him anything.
No.
Once we decided the father is first, as far as the quality of the mitzvah.
It's not the same as the rabbi and the rabbi, because he's not your the great rabbi. He's not your rabbi. But here, this kohen is your kohen, as you call it.
No.
It's not exactly.
Yeah, but I'm talking now one point of view. If I can compare this situation to the situation of father and mother sitting here. And I'm saying the situation with the father and mother is not the same situation with the rabbi and the rabbi of the rabbi or my father and the kohen. Because father and mother are equal, I have no way to solve the problem. Chazal comes and tells me, but she owes. But this pitaron, this solution of Chazal is coming only when they are both equal. If they are not equal, we are not discussing anything. So you have to do what you have to do. Your father is first, you give your father. Kohen is first, give the kohen. Whoever is first. So it's not in my hands. Okay. So most probably, even so, we mentioned few malchim, few svaros to say is that father is first. But now we wanted to solve the issue with atavi imchacha evi mikvodi. So we said everybody would agree that it's not a matter of atavi imchacha evi mikvodi, because here it's not equal to atavi imcha. Atavi imcha equal. I have a problem. Chazal gives a solution. When I don't have such issue, the two kibudim are not the same. I don't need the solution atavi imchacha evi mikvodi. Now. We got to another question that you mentioned. Okay, so I give the zimun to my father. Now, what my father should do? He should be a tzaddik and he should say, thank you, my son, you gave me the zimun. Very nice. But now, there is a question. I'll give him the zimun. The answer is no. Zimun is a mitzvah of balabait. Balabait can give the kibbut, and Mishnah Berurah brings down that he can give it to the simple man before the important man. Father is different, you have to give the father. But let's say I have a Talmid Chochem and a Ma'aretz. Okay, if I have a reason to give the Ma'aretz, I am the Balabait, I'll decide, and I'll give to the Ma'aretz, I'm the Balabait. Why? Because I want the Balabait, the Ma'aretz, to give me the blessing. Birkat HaOreach, I want to get it from him, not from the rabbi. So, Balabait is the only one to decide who is going to do the mezumen. Now, maybe the Amaretz can give it to the Talmid Chochem and bring you a reproof from Gemore that is not, he doesn't have to do it. Gemore is saying, Mishnah Berurah Shaar Atzion, bring this Gemore. Gemore is saying like this, Rav v'Rabbi Chiya, we're sitting in this Seuda by Rebbe HaKadosh. When they finished, Rebbe gave the zimen to Rav. Rabbi Chiya was greater. He was his uncle, he was greater. He was Bala Tosefte. I don't know how to judge what's greater, but not me saying it. Rabbi Chiya considered Rabbi Chiya, whatever, I don't know. We probably cannot step even in the next room where they're sitting.
from the kedusha over there, you will not be able to stand over the next room, not in the same room, but in the next room, you will not be able to sit there. So to decide who is stronger and who is bigger, but what mekubel not for me is that Rav Chiya is greater, and Rebbe gave the zimun to Rav, and Rav made the zimun. And Rav did not say, okay, you gave me Rebbe, I'm so complimented, you gave me the zimun, but now I'm taking it and I'm giving it to Rabbi Chiya. It's not so. Balabait gave it to you, that's it, you do the mezuman. So when you have a Kohen and you have a father, you give the zimun to your father, and the father should not give the zimun to the Kohen. He is not the Bala Sude, he is not the one to give the zimunim, and he doesn't have the mitzvah even. His mitzvah is not his own shoulder, it's not something that I have, that I belong to me, that I can give covered with this to the Kohen. Got the zimun, be happy, do the zimun, bless the Balabait, everything should be good.
Can he not turn around to his son and say,
what?
Can he not turn around to his father, turn around to the son and say, well, thank you very much, but I prefer that you give it to the coach?
You want to educate your son? Fine, it's always good. It's better to educate him when he's young.
No, but I mean, can he say, are you saying that the father should accept the cover of the...
You know, he can discuss it. Of course, he can discuss it. But he can, of course. He can do it. He can do it. Yeah, he do it. But he cannot act as a balabait, and he can say, son, please, you know what? Maybe it's better for both of us that you give it to the Kohen or to my rabbi, whatever. You know, that's always open. That's always open. We discussed here kibudim. We discussed the kovod of the Kohen. We discussed the kovod of the rabbi. And discussed the kovod of the father. Yesod HaTorah. Yesod HaTorah is based on respect. Torah is not a science. Torah is Mesire from Har Sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, Mesire to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave Mesire to Yeshua. It's always Rav v'Talmid. Rav v'Talmid. It's a chain that makes you connected to heaven, to Hashem. If it's not a chain, you are not connected. The way to be connected to the pure Torah, connected to Hashem, Kedusha, is only through a chain of authority that download it to the next generation, to the next generation. That's the only way. Science, you can learn from books. Because science, it's only the knowledge. Like we're saying, a donkey who is carrying books, that's all. A piece of metal that has all the wisdom. Tere is not a way. Tere is Mesire. Authority. That's the only way. So you have to have authority to the rabbi. Because the rabbi has to look to you like an angel. Malach Hashem Zvakot. If he looks to you like an angel, lemot Torah mipiv. If he doesn't, then it's a computer. For you, it's a computer. Maybe for other one, it's good. But for you, it's not. Father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu compared the fear from the Father to the fear from Hashem. Because the Father is a partner of Hashem in giving you this life of Torah. And when you see the Father keeping the mitzvot, so you feel tradition, you feel continuation. I'm respecting my father because my father is respecting his father and his father, and it's all going to Hashem. That's the reason we need the kovod. Kohen is a servant to Hashem. He's doing the korbanos. You respect him, you respect Shechina. It's all to get the feeling of authority that comes from Hashem and going to us generation after generation. Once you cut it off, you become a scientific. You're not teridic anymore. You don't belong to Torah. You can be smart, you can write books, researches, everything you can do. But this is not Tere. This is not Tere. Tere needs the Yirat Shamayim and the Messiah that come from your rabbi and your rabbi from Umar, etc. Who knows it very well? Esav. Esav knew there was an idea. And Esav, he wants to fight Hashem. He knows the way to fight Hashem is to fight the authority, the idea of the Jews of Mesira. That's what we have to come. That's what the Gemara says b'Seiten. Be'ikvata dimshicha chutzpe yizge. What is chutzpe? Chutzpe means I do what I think, I say what I think, I don't owe you anything. And I don't feel any authority or anybody above me to tell me what to do. What is good for now, that's what I'm doing. What I feel now, maybe tomorrow I'll feel different, I'll act different. But don't give me any directions or any instructions what I'm going to do. That's chutzpah yizge. That's breaking the idea, breaking the concept of Tere. And then Vayavek Ishi Moad Alot HaShachar, breaking Tere, should not learn it, because Tere is authority of Hashem. It should be break down. They want to break it down. No Tere. We can be religious. We can pray. We can do many things. But Hashem, as is for Jews, like authority, absolute, that we have to break. That's Esav. הליטני נע מן האדום, האדום הזה על כן קרא שמו אדום. Because he ate something red, we call his name אדום? No. למה זה תשאל לשמי, I have no name. What mean I have no name? Name is your mahut. Is your, what you are is your name. Is in your name, whether you know how to read it or not. The angel of Esav has no name? Because it changes every generation, he can appear in what looks beautiful and nice and menschkeit for the generation. As long as we don't have authority, as long as we chas v'sholem can be disconnected from Hashem, that's Esav. And what we fight all the generation is not to get this chutzpah. We have to get stronger on giving the kibud and understand that the kibud is a connection with a higher generation and a higher authority that would lead us to Abaye and Rava and Rav and Rabbi Chia and Rebbe and Knesset HaGdoila, giving the meaning, the deep meaning and power and strength that we have to get from them. We should understand how strong they were. Hashem Yitzbarach Yizakenu, Shemitchazek, Be'emunei Uba'avadato Uvetira. Amen.